Well, if you saw the headline, Tim Iman had a big loss in court on Friday. Attorney General Bob Ferguson, he explained a while back why he was filing this lawsuit against Tim Iman.
Washington State has very strong campaign finance laws. The public has a right to know how campaign and political donations are used. And today we're announcing a significant campaign finance lawsuit against Tim Iman, against a for-profit signature-gathering firm known as Citizen Solutions, and also one of the principals of that firm, Citizen Solutions, William Agazarm.
Okay, and Bob Ferguson said that Tim Iman duped his supporters.
Tim Iman still managed to weave an elaborate web of financial transactions to hide campaign funds, enrich himself, while keeping his contributors and the public in the dark. Consequently, I'm also asking the court for a specific injunctive relief. I'll be asking the court to permanently forbid Tim Iman from participating in or directing financial transactions of any kind for any political committee. In addition to enriching himself, Tim Iman effectively duped his own contributors who thought they were supporting one initiative, Initiative 1185, but ended up supporting a different initiative, I-517, and Tim Iman personally.
Okay, Tim Iman's one of the most polarizing figures around. He has undeniably saved the taxpayers billions of dollars. He undeniably is one of the people that politicians hate the most. And Tim Iman joins us here on Cairo Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Dory, how you doing?
Okay, so let's get right into this. So on Friday, it was characterized as a loss in court. And you and I talked earlier, this is rather unprecedented that Bob Ferguson wants to preemptively prohibit you forevermore from participating in initiative financing. That's the essence of what he's trying to shut down here, right?
That's correct, yeah. The lifetime ban on any participation in financial transactions, and the judge ended up saying, I'm not going to rule on that, but the thing you really need to understand is that political action committees are financial transactions. It's like saying you can be a truck driver, you just can't use a truck. They're effectively making it where I would not be able to participate in any way on ballot measures, not just my own, but anybody else's either.
Okay, now we were talking about this a little bit off. You're telling me off the air that you had a treasurer who handled the money for these initiative campaigns in question, and you did not have access to the money yourself?
That's correct. The entire case has just huge fundamental flaws. And the big one is when it comes to campaign reporting, it's the responsibility of the treasurer. And we had a CPA, a professional CPA, who handled all of our finances. I wasn't a signer on the bank account. I wasn't treasurer of the committee. I just didn't have access to any of this stuff. And the thing that they're alleging just flat out isn't true.
Well, let's go through some of the stuff he's alleging here, because he's had he's had lawyers. He's spent millions of tax dollars going after you. He says that you laundered the donations through out-of-state charities. So let's just pick these apart one by one. You laundered donations through out-of-state charities.
What I did was I loaned money to a foundation that does initiatives all over the nation. They were then paying me back, and he says those are campaign donations. They're not. I made a loan to an organization, which I'm entitled to do, and they were paying me back, and he's saying that those are campaign contributions. They were not.
Okay.
They were my own money.
But why would you loan money to an out-of-state initiative organization? What's the reasoning?
Because I wanted to build a business relationship with them, and because I was being contracted by my signature gathering company to get them clients, and I was trying to get them additional clients by building a relationship with that organization that does national signature drives on initiatives all over the nation.
So what was in it for either you or them for you to loan the money that they were going to pay you back?
It was a loan, and I had been paid money by the signature gathering company to get them clients, and so I was trying to fulfill my obligations to be able to get them clients, and I was doing that by building a relationship with this organization that does signature drives all over the nation for initiatives.
What was the interest rate on the loan?
It's an interest-free loan that I ended up making to them. They were paying that loan back, and it was being paid back until I declared bankruptcy, and then at that point the loan basically stopped at that point. But it was a loan. We got all the paperwork lined up for it being a loan. I was invoiced for the work that I did in the consulting. Bob Ferguson has a theory, and I think it's an unprecedented theory, is that Tim Iman personally is a political action committee, and that all my actions outside of the political committee needs to be reported as well. All my personal transactions, anything, you know, buying groceries, all that stuff needs to be reported. It's a completely unprecedented interpretation of the law, but they're saying Tim Iman is a political committee.
Okay, he also alleges that you personally profited. He says you pocketed hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations. What do you say to that?
They're not campaign donations. I don't have access to any of the campaign donations. The campaign was run by our treasurer. I did go out and try and earn money outside of the political system from asking for agreements with people, being a political consultant. I was asking people for help. The big thing that I really want to emphasize is that for the last several years, he's been coming after me. He's been wanting to be able to impose this huge, massive fine, $2.1 million, and a lifetime ban. I've had to spend well over $800,000 in legal fees in order to be able to fight that. That wasn't my money. It was just me going out there and asking people, please help me. Please hire me as a political consultant. Please give money to my legal defense fund. Please give money to me and my family. I've been trying to raise money all these years in order to be able to fight back against that, and he believes that all that money that I've raised are political donations. But they're not. The money that I've raised hasn't been used for a political campaign. It's been used to be able to fight back and survive this legal onslaught that I'm in the middle of.
Okay, so how much have you been making doing this, Tim? What's on your IRS filing? What?
It's kind of money going out.
Oh, but you're living.
So much money coming in.
Yeah, but you're making money. I know you're making money on this. You've admitted it.
Really hard. I mean, I filed bankruptcy because I ended up accruing so many expenses and so much liability that I ended up having to file for bankruptcy. The reality is a lot of people have been willing to help me be able to get to this stage that I'm at. But when you're dealing with, you know, the attorney general wanting $2.1 million and having $800,000 in legal expenses, all your money is going to simply trying to survive that.
No, I understand that. But you file an income tax form. We've got filing date a week from today. I mean, what do you claim as income?
Let me see. Just throw out some numbers. I think this year I received $10,736 for the year in compensation from my political action committee for my political work last year. The year before that, I think my compensation for my political committee was like $80,000 or something like that. So it's kind of dropped like a rock because.
But your other work makes you
effectively made it where I can't earn money.
But I know that's not all you're making. I mean, you're making a lot of money in these other endeavors then?
The money that I earned back from 2012 got chewed up pretty fast by the $800,000 in legal expenses. I mean, it kind of overcame that.
Well, and I don't want to sound obsessed with this, but I think it's a fair question since you are such a public figure. 2012.
All good.
What were you making at your peak in 2012?
Let me see. I was contracted by the Signature Gathering Company to go out and get them future clients. That year, they paid me $308,000 to be able to get them clients for the next 3 years, which I did. But I paid taxes on that money and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But I did take some of that money and loan it to an organization in order to be able to get them future clients. So I was trying to earn a living, trying to be able to take care of my family. But at this stage, all the litigation, the investigation was going on, and I was scrambling to try and raise money, not just to be able to take care of my family, but just simply be able to withstand the legal onslaught, which eventually accrued into $800,000 in legal expenses, a $2.1 million fine, and a lifetime ban. It's a it's a full-on onslaught.
Right, no, I get that. And the reason I wanted to ask all these questions, Tim, is because I do agree with you that this is unprecedented to take away your First Amendment rights. And the courts have, the Supreme Court has steadfastly, consistently ruled that campaign donations are an expression of free speech. And so to take that away, I mean, would Bob Ferguson tell people in prison for other crimes, you know, would he tell a rapist, a murderer, when you get out of prison in 20 years, you will never be allowed to organize a political initiative for, you know, to make things easier for rapists or murderers? I mean, he wouldn't do that. I just don't understand this future preemptive stripping of constitutional rights by Ferguson. I do think Ferguson's the most dangerous politician, elected politician we've ever had in our state. I truly do.
Well, and the big thing I would emphasize is that since 2012, when this thing kind of started, this all was spurred by a complaint in early 2012. From early 2012 on, I've been through this stuff before. I knew how brutally expensive it was going to be. Unless you're a big campaign donor to the AG, you've really got to worry. And so for years, I've been doing everything I could to ask people for help. I asked them to give to my legal defense fund. I asked them to hire me as a political consultant. I've been scrambling for the last 5 or 6 years to try and get ahead of this thing because I knew how brutally expensive it was going to be. The AG is arguing that all that money I raised all needed to be reported because all that's political. And the reality is, if you ask Bob Ferguson, is your litigation political? He would say, no, it's just litigation. Well, if it's just litigation, then the money that I'm raising is not political either.
Okay,
I'm just simply trying to withstand the litigation that he's throwing against me.
Okay, I only have seconds left. Here's what I would say about all that. Okay. I would say that whatever Ferguson's allegations are, what your defense is, that should all be adjudicated by a court. I do think that clearly it is political. When Jay Inslee comes on my show and lies about never raising taxes, and it ends up costing taxpayers billions and billions of dollars because that may have edged him ahead of Rob McKenna in the race. When Ron Sims looks me in the eye and lies about Sound Transit financing when I had access to their books because I had a great mole, and that bilked taxpayers out of billions of dollars, they don't have any consequences like what you are facing as a private citizen in a political world. And that's where I find Bob Ferguson's actions so disturbing here.
Well, and I think that the big thing we're talking about is free speech. Whether you like what I do or don't like what I do, whether you like the initiatives I'm doing, like $30 tabs, or you don't like them, you have a government that is simply coming down on one person that has done ballot measures, and it is hard to imagine that this same thing would be happening to a liberal sponsor of initiatives. Yeah. And, you know, it is really hard as a private individual with no, you know, regular backing, if you will, to be able to have enough money to keep up with the litigation. And so I've asked people for help, and I think Bob Ferguson is furious that so many people are willing to help me, and I'm just hopeful that people will understand that I'm not massively making tons of money right now. All I'm trying to do is just be able to keep up with the extraordinary costs that are involved, including bankruptcy, including lawyers, including all the crap that's going on.
Understood.
I swear to you.
I got to wrap it here. Run way long.
And again, it's timdefense.com. If somebody can help me, I sure appreciate it. Timdefense.com for my legal defense fund.
All right. Tim Iman, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Ben.
Okay. All right. I'd like to hear your thoughts. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.